Matt Borges, chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, joins me now. He's advised many political campaigns in Ohio at the local, state, and national levels. Okay. Matt, welcome.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great. So let's talk a little bit about where Ohio stands, and how excited are you about the possibility of a favorite son candidate if Governor John Kasich enters the race?
Well, we're awfully excited about that prospect, and just generally, Ohio being the epicenter of the political universe every 4 years, as it always is in a presidential cycle, maybe even more so this time than ever before. We have the Republican National Convention coming to Cleveland next year. We're going to be starting the process of selecting our nominee, while the Ohio Republican Party is hosting the first debate of the Republican hopefuls in August of this year. And so that process is underway. And so the fact that we also have an Ohioan very seriously considering getting involved in the race, who, you know, we know as Republicans, the path to the White House goes through Ohio. No Republican has ever gained the White House without carrying Ohio. And so to have a popular governor with a 61% approval rating here in the state potentially looking to lead our ticket, that certainly raises our prospects of doing well here, and not just that, but having a great appeal nationally as well.
Now, of course, if we have our wish and get rid of the Electoral College, then all this sort of all roads lead through Ohio goes away. But since we have it now, you are convinced that this strategy of having the convention in Cleveland and possibly Kasich being in the race and the changing demographics put Ohio plausibly in the GOP camp at this point, whoever the candidate is?
Well, we would certainly have to take advantage of those opportunities and make them work for us. We have seen in the past where conventions have been held in cities or in states where that particular candidate did not carry that state. Just in 2012, Barack Obama didn't carry North Carolina. Mitt Romney similarly didn't carry Florida. So it isn't necessarily an indicator of how are you going to do in the general election. But Ohio, as we know, as I said, the epicenter of the universe when we're doing these political campaigns every 4 years for president. And but we haven't had an Ohioan in the mix since John Glenn tried to run in 1984, and it's really hard to put your finger on who was the last one before then. So to finally have an Ohioan focusing on this race and possibly running, I'm not sure. I'm hopeful that he gets in, but I don't know what his decision is going to be. I think that will raise the excitement level and enthusiasm level to a place where, for our party, we need to win here.
There's a real mystery in the demographics in Ohio. You've got, obviously, a Democratic Party leaning in the Cleveland area. That's clear. Towards the eastern part of the state, you have a lot of Democrats. But the central and western parts of the state are very, very traditionally conservative. How do you see that balance right now? And has it shifted appreciably in the last 4 years?
Well, we have seen a shift in eastern and southeastern Ohio to those traditionally blue counties turning redder over the years. And in our local elections, that's been very obvious. Certainly in 2014, we also have had the opportunity to win congressional districts in that part of the state for the first time in a long time and hold them. So our candidates are stronger, our messages are stronger. And one of the great things about bringing the convention to Cleveland, a part of the state where admittedly it's been a while since Democrats have really felt good and voters have really felt good about our party. This is an opportunity for us to show the folks here locally a much different side of what we're all about. And, it's been since George Voinovich, who was former governor and United States Senator from Ohio, was the Republican mayor of Cleveland when I first got involved in Ohio politics, that we've really had a great Republican presence in this area. So we're going to try to take advantage of
this part of the state. So let me ask you a bit of a wild one here before we go, and we just have a few seconds. Bill Clinton was hugely popular in Ohio, and the Democratic Party did really well in terms of turning things around. The White House claims credit for changing the economy and having things on a growing sort of track right now. That doesn't seem like a formula for electing a Republican from the state of Ohio. How do you deal with that?
Well, let's not forget that the person who actually balanced that federal budget when President Clinton was in office was none other than Ohio's Governor John Kasich when he was chairman of the Budget Committee in Congress in those days. And one of the things that makes him an attractive potential candidate for the Republican field is that he's got more experience than any of these other candidates in terms of having done it at the federal level, certainly done it at the state level. That's reflected in a 61% approval rating now, and that certainly gives us a lot of hope.
Talking up John Kasich, the governor here in Ohio. Matt Borges is chairman of the Ohio Republican Party. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.